Okay, welcome back, everybody. We pick up in Evan Ezra, Simcha Falef, right where we left off. The second side in the booklet, the bottom, the last sif. L'srachek min ha'arayos. The title is a very big chiddush. What's the chiddush of the title? What's the chiddush in the title of the simon? L'srachek min ha'arayos sounds very innocent. It doesn't say l'srachek min ha'anoshim. It says only ha'arayos. Why does it say that? No? The title? There's some women that are not ha'arayos. No. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's a little bit confusing. I really mean it as a serious halachic issue. What? Oh, Nashim means the strike from your wife. Not always a bad idea. I hear. But look at the Mechaber. Look how he starts. Sarach l'srachek. He says, Be'at Nashim. Okay. It's a little, what?
Mogod.
Let's see. Let's learn the halachis of Harchakais. Tzarech Adam l'srachek me'anoshim ha'id ma'id. It's interesting. It starts with noshim. And then it says, Asa likreis biyadav baraglav lirmais be'einav. It means to joke around. Le'echo me'harayas. Then it says, Asa, it says harayas. Now first an interesting Beishmuel on the bottom line of the Beishmuel, Ma'id Ma'id, Lafisha Navsha Shalada Mechamdasan, says Ma'id Ma'id and something people desire. Kenkasa Ma'id Ma'id, two other places. Kenkasa Biradeya Gabi Ribis. By Ribis also it says Ma'id Ma'id. Ubachashemishpa Gabi Shaychad. And by Shaychad also it's easy money. So a person's misava to it. Again, back to Shulchan Aruch. Let's try to learn it technically, and see what's technically aser. The first question is: it says also likreis yada baragel lirmeis beinav lecha me'arayos. It says arayos, which is most women are arayos, but not all. Va'asa lischaik ima lahake roisha kenegda. Seems to be very similar to what he said before. Schaik and kalas roish is aser. I, going over to the next page, now again it mixes different lashonos. Lahabit biyafya, to look at her beauty. What? Lahakal Raisha. Lahakal Raisha means Kalas Raish. Kalas Raish is Asa. I mean Lahakal Raisha. Probably Shakal Raish. Anybody have the new prince? Rabbi Yosef Spanias usually has a new print. I probably should say Lahako Raish. I don't know why it says Lahako Raish. What? Right? Where? The new print? No, you have Raisha. We have Raisha, which makes no sense. Lahako Raisha makes more sense. Okay. I lahabit biyaifya. I feel a hariach be besamim shalea. Awesome. I said, first thing is Schaik and Kalas Raish. Different examples of them. That are aser on lahabit biyayfia the beishmol beis on the top left lahabiyayfia her rabbeinu yaida kasev dasim ederaisa shnemalei sesuru achrei einechem for Rambam sviurle midrabanan so we have here machlekes with ederaisa midrabanan to bepsuya and by a person who is not in erava lekuli alma bedivrei kabbalah everybody agrees. Divrei Kabbalah doesn't mean Kabbalists. It means Asafam Nach. V'hirur, they bring a pasuk in Mishlei. V'hirur, afilu b'pnuya asam ederaisa. Hirur here means thinking about in Yanis Nus. That's always asam ederaisa. Afilu b'pnuya. Okay, so we have. Let's see, is any real nafkamina if the issa lahabit biyayfia is deraisa derabanan?
What's the pasuk that's deraisa?
I don't remember the pasuk. It's a difficult pasuk. So I don't remember. It's a pasuk in Mishlei that's brought. I should have brought it in the language here. Back to the Mechabah. So number one was Kalas Reish. Number two was Lahabit Piyayfia. The Mechabah says, V'osel l'stakel b'noshim sh'oim des alak pisa. when the women are standing and doing the laundry, which they used to do at a brook of water, outdoors, it's also for a man to be mistakel then, to look at them. I guess that's more attractive then. Va'asa listakel bebidei tzavainim shel isha shehu makira. This is chiddush to me. You're not allowed to listakel means to look with a stakel, look with interest at big dates at a woman's clothing. Shehu makira, if he knows the woman, afila ina malel shema yavei lahirer ba. That's very strange. It seems that big dates of einim that don't belong to anybody in the window in the store, it seems from here, is also. Now here in Yanis Nos is always also. But to admire it, it sounds like it's mutter. If I have a chance, I'll come back to where this plays in Afkamina in Halacha.
You can't go shopping with your wife.
You should never go shopping with your wife. There was an elderly couple in the mall. They were holding hands. So someone commented, "It's so nice that at your age you're still holding hands." He said, "Whenever we go to the mall, I hold hands. If I let go, she starts spending money." So there's... But you have begotten of your wife, you're allowed to look at. I'm sorry, my friend.
But it's a shub akira, not just...
That means it's shenem akira, you're allowed to. It means if you see a nice dress on a mannequin in the window, you're allowed to admire the beauty. That's what it sounds like. Okay, if I remember, there's a Yamshel Shleima here that's... during the gale, we'll see. We have to go a step at a time. Let's just cover the bases. We have Kalas Roy, Shistaklus, and... Paga isha b'shuk osa lahalech achareha. If there's a woman in the shuk that you find yourself behind, you shouldn't follow her. Elaratzum u'misakol etzdadim. You run to the side, she shouldn't be directly in front of you. Vola achra, but you go in front of her. Vola yavar b'pesach isha zayna. And you shouldn't walk at a place of znus, afilu barachik talaramis, stay away. Then it goes back to staklus. I'm a stakl. I feel a bet for ketanish alisha. This kamalani is a man okil in the stakl bebeis atayrif. Pirish erva. Somebody who looks at a woman with kavona to have anoa. So Chazal consider that a dova chomer. No different than looking at a beis erva shala. Okay, so we have so far, again, kalas reish, staklus in two parts, and in between lo yavar bepesach isha zayna. And then, also lishmaya koel erva, a new thing, that you're not allowed to listen to the singing of a woman who's in erva. Oilurei saro, to see her exposed hair. We'll see later that that's a married woman.
Actually, yes, before, why say if I did also lishmaya koel erva, even a woman, anybody, not in
shindavo. So look in Beishmul Dalet. The question is, why does it say koel erva? So here we finally have the first thing that's mutter. The Beishmuel says, Koel erva, avokal penuya, a koel ishtai mutter. You're allowed to listen to your wife when she's tar, or a penuya, or a single woman who's not a nida. It's mutter. Ella, except be'is tfila osir. We're going to have to get to this.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to daven facing an erva, facing an exposed part of a woman's body. Also, not while a woman is singing. When a woman is singing, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema or Divrei Torah, even Psukim without Shem Hashem, or Shem Hashem without Psukim. We're going to learn the Mishnah Brura on this shortly. That's what it says. It's Mutter. Then Tshuva Nigras Maisha about inviting fathers to a performance. From an elementary school girls. Rami says it's muta. He says a pnuya is muta lachatchila.
What about a daughter?
A daughter for sure is muta. But there's no taiva for daughters. It's an erva. What?
The singing or the voice?
Singing. It means singing. Yeah, I mean, there's El Yoraba who says it means talking, but. We have to one thing at a time. We're talking about Kyle. What do you think?
This.
That's what we're talking about.
Many.
So the Velt says a heter. I looked. Rav Shamshul Hirsch heter is if it's men and women together. Men and women. The Sri Deish, but he says men and women together. I don't know if he says many women. One thing at a time. So It's three days closer of Shah Shafar Hirsch. Again, let's do one thing at a time. What, men and women together, he says, B'shas HaTchak, it's mutter. Shlom Zalman says people involved in Kiruv could rely on that. When you do a Kiruv, you know, you do a Kiruv thing, you can, the college, you can't exactly control. Was Shabbos any different? No, Psukim is never mutter. So you're never allowed to say Psukim while even your wife is singing, because you now say Psukim facing an exposed part of your wife's body, even though she's mutter to you. Even a woman, if her erev is exposed, is not supposed to say a bracha. And that's why she has to cover herself. Zemiras that are Psukim are
aser. That you're listening to.
Singing.
You're hearing the
clothing. I'm talking about something else. You have a kelisha that's mutter to you, so you're allowed to listen. It's your wife, it's your daughter, it's a girl under 10, or I don't know when they get their periods, under 10 or 11. You're allowed to listen to them sing. As mutter l'chatzchila. However, you're not allowed to say divrei Torah at the same time. That's what he's saying. Look at the lashon again. It's very clear. Kel erva, kel penuya, kel ishtay mutter. You're allowed to listen to a girl who's not a nida yet, probably till 11. Ella, except beis tefila also by shomru barachayim. Once she's a nida, she's nerva. You don't go to the mikveh today. A pnuya who's a nida, a pnuya is mutter. Once she's a nida, she's nerva. She's a chorus to you.
So
pnuya tahira, it means. Yeah, it means Tyra. Usually by us, it means in the Igros Maisha, when he's matir inviting fathers to such a performance. The fathers are very happy to not be invited, you understand. But the he's matir, he says nine, they asked about 9 years old, he said it's mutter. He says even till 11, they usually don't get their periods. So I don't know, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but he says... What?
Would it make a difference if the mother is there, he's the only parent?
No. I don't think so. So Be'ez HaTfilah also is very clear. I'll read to you the Mishnah Berurah shortly. What? So we're going to see Tfilah means Psukim. It says Kriya Shema or any Psukim. We'll see. I'll read it to you soon. It's interesting in the Rabbi Yosef's Tshuvis, a lot of the old Zmiris on Apsukim. All the old Zmiris in Klal Yisrael, Karibayin, Shem Shabbos, Yem Zeh Mechubad, Tzur Mishalai, Yedid Nefesh, all the pre-like 1900 Zmiris were composed. They were composed. Nowadays they take Psukim or different Chazal and they just make the tune. But originally Jewish songs were composed. A composed song you're allowed to sing together with your wife or your daughter, because it's not psukim, the Shem Hashem, say Hashem, don't say Hashem's name. It's mutter. But Yashav says, even if you're Mahar and Divrei Torah, when you sing those songs, it's still mutter. But the Shem Hashem, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, any psukim, you're not allowed to sing together with erva that's mutter. Even erva that's mutter, you're not say Divrei Torah facing an erva that's, even that's mutter to you, 100% mutter to you, your wife. But the very Torah Kenegeta Erva is something that's aser. What? We say the very Torah at the table, not while they're singing. While people are singing, it's not so good to say the very Torah, no one can hear it. So that's how it doesn't work so well.
Can you hear their singing? Can you listen to their zmiris?
If they're mutter,
they're not saying the zmiris.
You're allowed to listen to the Zmiris of a Pnuya or Ishtai.
With
Psukim. So that Rabbi Yashar says a mutter. Even though you're thinking the Divrei Torah, he says the hearer is not Aser, only the Dibur is us. So I want to go through them one at a time, but we're talking about the Kael. So let me read to you already the Mishnah Berurah. What?
Does it help if you sing along?
No. Because you now say Divrei Torah when there's a Kael, a Keneged Erva. I'm talking about that. That all right, let's see how the Mishnah Berurah phrases it. Okay, there are two parts that I'm going to read to you in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll go back to everything else. Let's talk about Kohel first, which seems to have negeah to our Shabbos table. It's very negeah. So the Bishmo says two things. A kula, that kol pnuya is mutter, and a chumra beis hatfila, it's aser. Now first I want to point out that the Be'er Heitev Dalid, when he brings this Beis Shmuel, Be'er Heitev Dalid is on the first column, the Be'er Heitev, the last piece, kol erva, kol pnuya, oi kol ishtai mutter, ela beis hatfila aser, marachayim, avsev Be'er Sheva kosav, Bein Bisula, Bein Amana, Osev, Le Shari Ela Kol Ishtai, Shalai Bishas Tefillah. He's not Matir Pnuya, the Be'er Sheva. Mishnah Berurah here passes like the Beis Shmuel. There are two pieces, the Kula Pnuya, and then the Isra saying the very Torah together with an Erva. I'm reading now Simin Ayin Hei, Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. He's going on the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Lezar, Mishmias Kael Zemer Isha, Bishas Kriyashma. Okay, you're not allowed to hear a koil of a woman singing during Kriya Shema. Afilu b'ishtai, even if it's his wife. So it's still, even though it's muteres to him, still not b'shas Kriya Shema. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, first, b'di'eved, imkara, chayze v'kayre, b'lai abrachas. B'di'eved, you have to repeat Kriya Shema, but you don't repeat the brachas Kriya Shema. Zemer isha, afilu p'nuya. He's saying, Asa likra is kenegeda erva, even the singing of a pnuya. Ava shaloi bishas kriya shema shari, passing like the Beis Shmuel, that a pnuya, that means a girl up to 10 or 11, you're allowed to listen to her singing. Ah, shaloi yechavin lahen es mizeh. Shaloi everyday hear her. It doesn't mean you have kavana to enjoy the song, it means the feminine aspect of it, if it brings a person to improper thoughts, then it's of course asa. V'zemer eishasish v'kol harayis lo'ilam asa l'shmaya v'chem pnuya shehi nida v'chlal harayisu. So it's done, kulam b'cheskes nidais. As soon as they get to the age, they're awesome. What about a non-Jew? A non-Jew, is that called an erava? A non-Jew is a isalav. Lois eschatein bom, like the Rambam. So I'm like the Rambam in the Torah. But the isser of a non-Jew, of a guy marrying a guy, is at most alav. But if you look at the last words of the Mechaber, he says, gam chayve lavim, that these isserim apply to chayve lavim as well. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kol zema pnuya nachris gam kerim b'chlal erva, v'asa l'shmaya, and you're not allowed to listen to it. Mekom hakein. Imu b'derech bein ha'akum. He brings, I think it's a Mordechai. If he's in the road, Bein ha'akum, oy be'ir vu anus. He's sitting someplace in the waiting room, and there's singing going on, and she efshaloy lemchais. He can't stop them. Kivin d'loy mitzino d'mikri erva midairaisa. If it's goyim singing, which is not a dairaisa, mutlik reisa levarech. Im loyken kivin shanu shurim bein ha'akum nisbatel mitayra v'tfila. You can end up reading the New York Times or something. You can end up doing other things. So, you hear this? He's saying that in a situation where it's the Efsher, so then, what does that mean? He says some sort of a heter, where otherwise you have to be in Vatel Torah.
All this is in person or even on
the
radio?
In person. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really talk about radios, you know that. He's not referring. No, he's not talking. Whether it includes radios or not is a separate issue. Right now we're dealing with in person. Now, yes. I can't hear you. Ayin Hay, Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin and so here he's talking about a kail, obviously, asalikrois keneged erva. Okay, on that I say they're facing a real erva. There's a shiloh, huh? There's a shiloh I had when someone was a Talmud of mine, the yeshiva, started to teach. Shlomi Philendler, who was here in the shul. Yeah. Shlomi was a yeshiva Flatbush boy who grew up not Shemesh Shabbos, became Shemesh Shabbos. He ended up my shir in Tarvadas. Then I told him he's got to go to Lakewood. I didn't have more to offer him. He went to Lakewood. He ended up being a Rebbe, which is till today, in Yeshiva Flatbush. So in Yeshiva Flatbush, he had the shaila. He's teaching Gemara. And a girl raises her hand, and the whole arm above the elbow is exposed. And the question is about saying Divrei Torah when Keneged HaErva, if it's Mutta, how do you teach in a class where the girls are not dressed properly? In Kiruv, in college, you know, it's not only a problem when they raise their hand, it's a problem they walk in the door. They could be wearing sleeveless clothing or worse. And they come into a hill house, and you want to be makarev them. You know, giving them a sweater to cover up is not going to work the first time they walk in. What do you do? So I showed him a chazenish. The chazenish, if you need a makel, the chazenish is the makel. You know, you could. Everyone else will agree. So the chazenish is at the end of Siman Tes Zayin in Or HaChaim, and he says the following. I have a copy of it here. He quotes the Mordechai, which is the source of this Mishnah Berurah. Chasav Mordechai b'shem Re'ein. V'avenesenu Rabim anu yoshim b'ena akum. V'eslasis l'Hashem. Hilkach. Ein anu yishara melumai b'shmias koyal shir noshim armois. Therefore, like this before they had music, today they have tape music, but they used to have live singing there. And he said, if you're not going to be able, you can go to work, you're not going to be able to learn, or you're going to go travel, you're not going to be able to learn, you're going to be mevatel yourself. V'hine, v'tamidei Rabbi Yehuda kasev, v'yachal l'chavin, v'loy losum leiv l'koil hashir muta. There's a heter, Rabbi Yehuda, if you ignore it, you pay attention to your learning, you don't pay attention to the singing, it's muta. He says, "Mahay time eshel letzadei lahokol b'zman hazeh, lahagid techocha b'rabim, lahaske divrei chazal, to speak to a group. Av sheyesh prois roish kenegdai, even though maybe some women with the hair uncovered. Umishum eis lasais, gam eshel lismech hadasar ben yayna kimi deinim eisim leiv." So he's really mitzarif two kulas in such a case, and this is what people in Kiruv rely on in the Chazanish. He says, first, the Mordechai, which Mishnah Berurah brings, there is a point of Esasif Hashem to be Mekel. And secondly, Rabbi Yaina, Yaina Mesim Leiv, Yaina Mesim Leiv to be Mestakel at whatever it is. And that's the basis for the Kulas, this Chazanish. And all right, it's a chiddush. You need the Gedolei Olam to give the heter. It's a Mordechai heter.
Or is one of them enough?
Yeah, probably, if you may some leiv, you're not supposed to may some leiv anyway. So probably that's yeah. I mentioned earlier. He quotes from Shamshu Fal Hirsch, Yishas Hatchak. He says, boys and girls together, that you could be Mekel B'Shas HaTchak. That's what he says. Shaul Farhirsch was in Germany. But again, you can't say Hashem's name. You can't say Psukim. But otherwise, it's good.
What
did you guess who sings? It's not dressed properly. So we had the problem. We had a woman who was briefly married and divorced, and she didn't feel she has to cover her hair, which Alpi did, she had to. So my boys were young then, but we all knew that we make brachas, we have to be misalt and stunim. And the zmiris that are not psukim, you don't say Hashem's name, you're allowed to sing. But psukim, you're not allowed to, and we always strategically, you know, I sat my boys here, and then the guests are further down, so it didn't, you know, we tried, we didn't make a field bid, we did it quietly, but you have to be a chachamira b'raisha. There's a Chafetz Chaim has a sefer, Geder Olam. He writes very sharply about people that are not careful in this. They're going to come lasid lava, he writes, and they think their brachas are going to put on the mitzvah side of the scale. And the master said, carry in their brachas and put it on the Avera side. They'll say, excuse me, you got the wrong side. We don't quite say that, but he says you got the wrong side. So no, if you make brachas, can I get an erva? It goes on the Avera side of the scale. And he writes very sharply about it, like you wouldn't expect a Chofetz Chaim. He says you should make a rash, you should challenge your Shalom Bayis. He says if your wife doesn't cover her hair and you make a bracha, you have to turn to the side.
I don't
know, it's not the same thing. But not the same thing. No, it's a very nice. But anyway, at any rate, the. What? No, it's Rabbeinu Yonah's Kiddush, and it's only B'shas Hadchak. So I can't start them as L'chadchila. You're allowed to do L'chadchila. So this is basically the din of Kalbi Isha Erva. The Moshe has a tshuva about Nachris. I showed you a Mishnah Berurah asks by a Nachris also. And that's the thing. I mean, everyone pretty much knows that Kol B'Isha Erva, but the fact you can't say Psukim or Shem Hashem, even by an Erva HaMuteres, that's not well known. And, okay. Maybe that's why people are noyig that Zmiris, Ashkenazim are noyig. We don't say God's name, we say Hashem. You say Karibayim, they don't say Hashem's name. There's really no reason for it. Sfardim say their Shem Hashem and Zmiris. It could be that the meeting maybe started from this reason. Chaim Kanievsky writes, interestingly, he asked his father if by Zmiris he could say the Shem Hashem. He said, why not? But he noticed that his father never did. That's what he writes. I don't know what the answer to the question is, but he writes, this is in Der Sicha, yeah. So, actually, he writes, he's quoted. He said his father never did, but his father said it's mutter. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, by the Sfaradim, even the recordings of singers singing, they say the Shem Hashem, because what's wrong with saying the Shem Hashem? You're saying a pasuk of praise of Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov Ebner writes that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, was makbid, when he learned Gemara and quoted a pasuk, to say Dafka Hashem's name, not to say Hashem. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked Ramesha, why? Why do you have to be makbid? So Ramesha says, Efshu the Sfiralei. You're not supposed to say a pasuk, you're supposed to say Moshe Rabbeinu said it, you're supposed to say it. He said if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so two of the words in the pasuk you're not saying the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shem Hashem. He said maybe that's the reason of the Chacham Tzvi that he was makbid always to say the Shem Hashem. I think Rabbi Moshe writes, when we learn Gemara, we never know if it's a whole pasuk, a half a pasuk, if we're mispronouncing the words, we're not mispronouncing the words. So I think we say Hashem most of the time. Okay, so this is the din of Kol B'Isha Erva. So again, we had Tzchok and Kalas Reish, Histaklus, Yisakhen L'Stanim, and now Kol B'Isha Erva, Elirei Saira. Presumably includes a akum among others, maybe a grusha for a kain. Also, is isurei lavim. So these are the things that are included. So the going back, starting in order. The first thing was about likvot spiyada beragla lirmeis be'enav schaikin kalas reisha, the woman. Very interesting igros meisha. In Evan Ezra chelak dalet tshuva samach, he got a shaila as following. He doesn't write the boy's name. Yedidi hatsiirim. He just says the young men. This is a shaila. Bacher echad tsar liyamim, one young man. Shaloshayach adayin linyanei shiduchim. He's not holding by shiduchim yet. Gamene chayshiv klab advar nesum. He's not thinking of marriage. Hisise li by lavai bikishe reyus emnaratziri. He wants to have a girlfriend. Vehin disharim lahashal bisi yichud. And they're very careful not to be over any aveira. He writes that they're also tznu and beyaser, they're betznias. So he's asking a shayla. He says, "Einai roitzel l'shmaya divrei Musa." So don't tell me Musa v'taychacha. Elok shiyishma mimeni she'osar adav al pi halacha psuka. Then muchruch take muchruch ani, meaning I'm sorry. If you say if it's osar pi halacha psuka, then he won't have a girlfriend. So yes, Rav Moshe, is it mutter to have a girlfriend al pi halacha? Don't tell me musar. Don't tell me techacha. Don't tell me it's going to come to other things. Just tell me, is it mutter or osar al pi din? So Rav Moshe writes, muchruch ani lahashiv tekev. Shainigela Maisa Takev, he has a girlfriend already. So he writes back the answer. So basically what he answers is the Machaber. He's a Kosovar Rambam, which is the Lashon of Machaber, that it says, Osal Likrois Biyada Viragla Lurmais Bainov Vasalis Chaikima Lahaku Rosh Kenegda. It says here in Shulchan Aruch that these things are Aser. Are they Nisidai Raisa and Nisid Rabbanan? So he says that according to the Rambam, it's an Issa Deraisa. Like Sikravu, Legalis, Ereva, things that are Makrib. Mashkosava Rambam, Osal Adam, Likrois, Piyada, Baragla, Lermes, Bain, of Lachman, Arayais, Elishaki, Moy, Lahokal Rosh, Afilu, Lahariach, Besamishal, Lahabi, Biafia, Osir, Zel, Gamkim, Deraisa. He means Alfa Sikravu, Legalis, Ereva. I mashemasik, which says here at the end that makinoisi makas maridus. We just read the end. Makas maridus implies a drabanan, so it's not a deraisa. Who mishum dim deraisa ain't like him in neishu hulav sheim by maisa. Betzem the schaik in kalas roish is the lav sheim by maisa. What does it mean? It's ain't by maisa. As he mentions that, but the bacher didn't want to hear that. He is that for good measure later. Like, who are you kidding? He says later, you know, this is all, it's all going to come to it. But first, the answer is technically, you want to know if you can point to somewhere where there's an Isser, so this is where it's an Isser. So that's the begin. That's when the first thing.
Until they find the Shiddur, it takes time. And so,
so take a look at Sif Gimel. You're right, it needs a head in Sif Gimel. We'll have to see, is that mutter because like Hashem, or is that bad mutter? So we're going to see. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about the heta for that. Now as far as listakel beisha, so we follow a yisoid that says in the Magen Avraham, in Simenai and Hay, we teach seeing an istaklus to mean two different things. Looking at someone is lirais. Histakla, lahabit, or listakel, means to look with special interest, to look in an interested way. The Magen Avraham brings this from a few places. One of them is, it's also listakel bekeshes. I mean, mistakel bekeshes. Yet it says, "Haraya keshes oimer." You make a bracha, va'asal listakel. In the same sif, it says, "But don't asal listakel be'ais." So the Magen Avraham says it's mutter. He brings a second raya from Ksuvah Staf Yud Zayin, which is actually in the beginning of the next parak. Also, that Edom say testimony, a woman that she's fighting over the Ksuvah. After they get divorced and he dies, does she get 100 or 200? She doesn't have the piece of paper. So it says that if Edom come and they say they were at the wedding, v'yotza bihinuma, and they saw her going out with a veil, it's a raya that she was a besula. Without a veil, it's a raya that she wasn't a besula. So the Magen Avraham holds it, that's a raya that you're allowed to look. How they saying Edus? This is dinei mamon, it's chashamishpat. So it must be that they looked at the person, they saw the person. So not mistakel, but they look. And if they look, then it's mutter. So I want to get to the Edom in a minute. There's a third raya that I'm just adding in Kinnis. If you remember, one of the beautiful Kinnis is the Kinnis of Yirmiya, who met Isha Yafa Umenuvelas. That's the Lashon. Isha Noam Nuvelas. There's a kinna of Yirmiya. He met Isha Noam Nuvelas. He says, "Who are you? I never saw someone as beautiful as you, and I never saw someone as manuvel, whatever that means, as you, as ugly as you, and as beautiful as you." And then she says, "I'm Knesset Yisrael, and I have a beauty, and I'm dirtied with Averis." So also there he meets a woman, Ishanom Nuvelas, that's meant Derech Moshel, but it says. So we basically go with the Magen Avraham that holds that histaklus is means asal histakul lalahabit, means to examine, and a person who's just paying his grocery bill, there's a lady behind the counter, we don't consider that type of ria to be a ria that's asur. As many of you know, the chassidim that don't want to look at the kala when they're Eidei Kiddushin. It's not a 20th or 21st century tumul. The tumul goes back many hundreds of years. And the Mabit is the father Marit. He's in the 1500s. The Mabit was the one who wrote a very sharp tshuva about Eidei Kiddushin that refused to look at the Pnei HaKala. And he's writing a tshuva. He says, Agdim lezeh mashehu yedua. I want to tell you something that should be known. Ish asher nosan kiddushin b'fnei edim li'isha achas shepaneha mechusais. Someone who gives kiddushin in front of edim to a woman whose face is covered, oy eina makirim, mihi, that sounds really bad. They see her face, they don't know who she is. V'hol chala, and now she's not here. Ein kan kiddushin klau. He says, efshalo heise isha. Maybe it was a man who says it was a woman, her face was covered. Efshalo heise. Or, heise isha sish, yechame arayis. Maybe it was his sister, one of the arayis. He's very sharp about this. And he says she doesn't need a get, she can just go and get married. And that was the Mabit Shita. What? But it doesn't matter. If they can identify her to Bezdin, Bezdin will say if it's his sister. As long as they come to Bezdin and say who she is, Bezdin will say whether it's a sister. So this is the extreme sheet of the Mabit. There are three main tainus against the Mabit, two of which I understand, and one of which I find hard. The Avnei Meluim, in Simon Lamed Al, Sekat and Dal, brings the Mabit, and he says, so what if you don't see her face, Bishas Kedushin? Afterwards, they break the glass, they open the veil, but he says, they don't have to look then. You look then, and that's good enough. Now, I don't really understand that. I always have a hard time with this. You know, I mentioned on the Yom Neiran here that I don't understand those who say you could have kavana by Shema. There's certain thoughts you have to have. I always understood Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echad. When you finish the Dalid, you have to be done with the kavanas. If you said Echad, and you can have kavani afterwards, it doesn't help. Yeah, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavani, you have to have kavani, Mekayim Mitzvah Saseh. You also have to have kavani, the meaning of words. So if you think the meaning of the words, and when you finish, so I had a long time argument with Chavrusa. I mean, Chavrusa had all the years. We always argued. He says, no, you can have kavani afterwards. And I said, what kind of afterwards? If you finish duh, you finish the Dalid, it's done. It's the mitzvah is done. Later, when the Micha Shleimer came out, he showed me, I was looking for it, that the Micha Shleimer says you could stretch the kavana, you could continue, as long as it's one hamshach. I don't understand it. We said echad, duh, you finish the duh, it's done, the mitzvah is over. I don't understand how you could fix it later. The same thing is Avnei Meluim. Avnei Meluim is saying, Rishas Kedushin, you don't see a face, sounds like he's masking. At least at this point in Avnei Meluim. He said, but you'll see it afterwards, it's good. What? See it afterwards, it's good. She's not married until you open the veil later? I don't understand. If you hold, you don't have to see her face, I'm happy with that. If you hold, you do have to see it. Can somebody explain to me, why does it help to uncover it later? I don't understand.
It's not later. It's one long,
long, long, long year. Afilu roh pnei akal b'shas kedushin, im achaka gilu paneh ha-mahani. What? No, they're staying there the whole time. No, you're right. They have to know. You're right. They have to know it's the same person. But
how does the haray have to be in conjunction with work if you can't
So there'll be other terutzim, but this Avni Malum's teretz that you'll see later, I taka don't understand. The Avni Malum's teretz, I it's hard for me to understand. So I'll tell you, there are two other approaches that I do understand. One is what? How did it work by Yaakov and Leah? How do you know he didn't see her? Maybe he had never looked at Rachel before, so now he went. Anyway, the chazan does that. See, only the Edom had to see. Only the Edom had to see. No? You know, it always bothers me. The Rasha asks, Rashi says that Avraham said, "Atu yadati ki ishi yafas mare'at." So the Rasha says, how did he marry her without looking at her? How did he marry her without looking at her? How could you? The Rasha is the Kasha. How he married? See, he says a teretz that that he did look at her, but when she got old, she stayed beautiful. That was a fit. Okay, but I don't understand. If Avraham didn't look at any other women, and he did look at this woman, how does he know she's beautiful compared to other women or not? Maybe she's ugly compared to other women. Is that a good kasha? No. If he didn't look at any other women, no. Never looked at any woman, and the only one he looked at was this one. How does he know she's beautiful or not? You see it, you know. Okay, I said there are two other terutzim, and Davni Malum says you could see it later. That's the beginning of Davni Malum. I don't understand. The Hamakna, the Sefer Hamakna, in Simen Mem Beis, and his notes in Ebenezer, in Sefkat and Dalid, he says a teretz which I could understand better. He says that the umdana is good enough. What is an umdana? You got an invitation to a wedding. You come to the wedding and they're marching a girl down, and you see it's her father next to her, and you're marching, he's not Lavan, and he's walking her down, and they go under the chuppah and they make brachas. So the Hamakna says that's called Edus. It's Edei Yedia. They know who it is. Everyone knows who it is. Who else is the one that's coming right down? You have to know. You have to know who it is. If you don't know who it is, it's a problem. But you do know. It's an umdana. Not only that, the Mabit Shaila was not about a wedding. The Mabit Shaila was about people that did an impromptu kiddushin that we're going to do nesuin later. And he says maybe the Mabit is right in such a case. There's no independent umdana. You know, people were sitting together and they did a kiddushin. They're going to do chuppah later. But when you have a whole wedding the way we have it, so the Makna says it's an umdana. And that's good enough. I once mentioned the Chassam Sofer's amazing tshuva that everyone in the audience is Eidei Kedushin. The people in the audience don't see the Pnei HaKala. He says, when you go to a wedding and they do a Kedushin, everyone there is Eidei Kedushin, because you know that there was a Kedushin. You know, the Chassam walked down, the Kala walked down, the Mesad Kedushin walked down, and they said, Mazel Tov, so you know. That's what he says. So that's the Hamakna's Teretz. There's a third Teretz in the Pesachei Tshuva, which is later here in Ebenezer, in Sim and Lamed Aleph, Sivkot and Hay. The exclusion is something else. It's the most misunderstood part of the chuppah. When they announce that these two are aiding them to the exclusion of anyone else, you can't exclude someone from being a witness. If someone says, I'm going to kill him, I'm excluding anyone from being a witness, I'm going to kill him, they're still witnesses. Same thing with Kedushin. You can't exclude anyone. What you could exclude, and that's what they mean, is there's a din, nimsa echami and karavei pasul. If you have a kat, a group that's mechavim to this together, and one is a kariv, the whole thousand are pasul. So these two are a kat edim to the exclusion of anybody else being part of that kat, being part of that group of edim. So you say, Reuven and Shimon edim, kedushin to the exclusion of everyone else means that they're a peer of Edom, no one else is part of that group. If someone else is part of that group and he's a Karev, that's going to mess everybody up. So we're saying that the two together, they're the Edom. But be that as it may, getting back, there's a third pushback against the Mabit. One is Davin Beluim, they can see it later. One is Damakna Umdina. The third is the Pesachei Tshuva brings, why do you see a face? I'm standing there, I'm a witness. I know this person here is an Eishes Ish. Why do you see a face? I know where she is. She's in a certain spot, in a certain moment. I know this goof in front of me is, what happens if a masked man murders someone? Someone puts on a mask and he kills somebody. I'm not a witness, I'm a witness. I don't see his face. Doesn't matter. Grab him. That guy, he killed. Now, if he runs away, I won't be able to say testimony. I don't know who he is. But b'shas ma'isa, I'm a proper witness. I know this goof in front of me is a... Now you're going to tell me, how do you know it's a woman? Maybe it's a man. Maybe it's a sister. That's not the best to figure out. It's the rule, if someone kills someone, I grab him, I bring him to Bezin. You'll figure out. Maybe he's a cotton. Maybe he's a treifa. I don't know. That's not my job. Edom don't have to paskin halachas. Edom have to say what they saw. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings this, like I say, third pushback, which is to me very misbaver, that you can be, I'll tell you the truth, I've been Eidei Kedushin. You see the woman the next day, you don't know, you don't recognize them for anything. But when they go to weddings, they put on this big, heavy makeup. You're not going to recognize them the next day. I mean, I don't know, it's not... Well, I'm saying you don't have to. As long as you aid the bishas to kedushin, somebody is an aid bishas kedushin, so that should be good enough. Aid yichud is no problem. The veil is always off by yichud. You don't have to know. You can have separate aid yichud. Minigay Yisrael is to have the same. Minigay Yisrael is to have the same, but it's not a halacha. Doesn't require that. You have to remember they used to do it 12 months apart, up to 12 months apart. They had Eidei Kedushim, Shas Kedushim, and then they had Eidei Chuppah, they had Eidei Yichud. So, what? Well, according to that Makna, you rely on the Yumdina. According to the Pesachei Tshuva, you have to remember, it's Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus L'Kiyume means, if someone steals or does damage, there are no witnesses, he still owes money. Someone gets kedushin and there are no witnesses, not a kedushin. So even everyone's honest, everyone says it happened, but there are no witnesses, it's not a kedushin. That's called edus l'kiyume. Without edus, kedushin, gittin, and chalitza, those three without witnesses are nothing. So if b'shas ma'aseh, let's say I have edus kedushin, and they die a minute after the chuppah, rachman al islam. It's still a good wedding, even though they can't come to Bez. Shas Maisa, they were Edim, and it's a proper kedusha. Okay, so this is again, we did Kalas Rice, we did Igras Maisha, looking at, so we have this inyan. The next is walking in behind her, which, you know, today it's a little more, at least in our communities. It's interesting. The Bnei Yisachar has a Sefer Derech Pikudecha. He says that Kalkaltkam Takantam. So the fact that we're exposed to women all the time, in a way, makes it better. If you just as you're walking the street behind a woman, doesn't mean that you're going to have Herurim, because it's a very common thing. You still have the same problem saying Devarei Torah. I like to say Karbanos on the way to Shul. So when it's cold weather, it's not a problem. When it's warm weather, it's a problem, because if there's someone, there's a woman not properly dressed, even down the block, it's an issue. You can't say Devarei Torah facing a tefach of an isha. So it's an issue. I mean, unless you go early enough, no one's on the street. But passing King's Highway, you're always going to have somebody. So I try to walk on the side, like facing the tree. I walk straight to the tree, and then I go around it, and I go straight. That way I can say to Karbanis. Simcha Freeman was once driving me early in the morning. He says, why is that guy walking in the street? I said, he's saying Karbanis. So why is he walking in the street? It's a garbage collection day. There are garbage cans on the whole sidewalk. He can't say Devarei Torah by all the garbage. So he's walking in the street. So Simcha thanked me. He said, now I understand why the Furmis are walking in the street. The same Karban is on the way to Shul. So, but anyway, that's the... okay. Now, yesterday, one of the Tyre young men in Shul, who I won't embarrass by identifying, he asked me on the plane, he's going back to Eretz Yisrael, is anything wrong if he's sitting next to a woman? Especially if he has the aisle seat and they want him to switch and take a middle seat. So there's no issa here to sit next to a woman. There's no gedder of an isser. And Ramay, there are three tshuvas about going on the subway. One's in Igros Maisha, about in Chelik Beis of Evan Ezer, tshuva Yudalit. One's in Sharmen Tzion Bahalacha, on Kitzer Kufnun Beis, Ayscheas. And one's in Mechashloi, Meisim and Tzadik Aleph. All talk about the idea of sitting next to, or even in the subway, standing in close proximity to a woman. And they say, look, this is the way Ramayisha phrases it. He says, Negiah she'ena shal chiba is mutter. We paskin, we'll get to it. Negiah that's not chiba is mutter. If someone's drilling your teeth, even if it's a woman, that's not chiba. So, we'll talk about that. But since Negiah she'ena shal chiba is mutter, then sitting next to someone, she'ena shal chiba is mutter. If you're sitting next to someone, you want to cuddle up to them. That's a problem, but you're just stuck. And then I was once sitting on the plane. I had the aisle seat. Another yeshiva bacha had the window seat. And there was a woman in the middle. She said, "Don't you guys not want to sit with a woman between you?" I said, "No, it's perfectly okay. I can take a middle seat over it on the plane, and it's perfectly all right." And they say it's mutter. They mentioned the Shem Silacha mentions the idea of us being exposed to it. Even more significantly, Shlomo Zalman quotes a Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. I'm talking now going back to the early 1500s. Trumas Hadeshin was before the Beis Yosef and Ramah. He quotes the Leket Yosher, who says this idea that if there's no, not interested in the person, you're just stuck next to the person, that there's no Isser in being next to the person, and that there's no Isser. Why are the Chassidim more machmir? We're going to have later. What? The Gemara says that a person should not walk al tzniya, shouldn't walk between two women. In the Igros Maisha, has a tshuva. He says it means to walk between two women in a way that you're like interrupting them. That you're interrupting them. If there's a woman on this side of the street, a woman on this side of the street, and I'm driving down the street or walking down the gutter, down the street, he says that's not what it means. It means when women are interacting one with the other and you walk between them. That's what it says in the Igros Maisha.
Okay.
Could be. In what?
You're afraid it might be machshavas and.
Okay, that's a separate Indian. I don't know the Kishu stuff, but
the poskim write in more modest times, so the dress was more modest at that time. Then,
and therefore, what?
Therefore, there's more room to be made.
In which case, you mean?
Remotion.
Yeah, sitting on a plane.
In the first case, they reported from Eben Ezer and Rav Moshe.
Yeah, sitting on.
Sit next to a woman.
So it depends. It depends. Rav Moshe writes, if a person knows he's being challenged to pay attention, then it's also then it's for sure also. Okay, there's one other tshuva of interest. There's a big tumult about whether women husbands are allowed to be at childbirth with the wife in the room. Obviously, you're not allowed to look. At that point, she's a nida. They usually drape the person anyway. So Ramesha writes that if you're careful with his style, he says, if you're stockless even through a mirror, is also aser. But it's a good idea to be there. If someone's there, the doctors are more careful. It's a pikuach, and it gives chizuk to the woman. Hopefully, that her husband is there. And he says, okay. But a person has to be careful to that's in Yeridaya Beis, Tshuva Yeches. And he says it's okay. There are some who are more machmer on this, some are more mekel. But this is basically the rundown of Sif Aleph. We spoke this so many times. If you hold shaking hands as friendship, then it's aser. Mm-hmm. And the Ramesha holds it's aser. If you hold shaking hands as not friendship, so Ramesha has five tshuvas on it. In all five, he asers. In the fifth one, the Shoyel told him that Rabbi Breuer was matir. He said, probably Rabbi Breuer holds that it's not the Gir Shalchiba. If it's not the Gir Shalchiba, it's mutter. I think that's what the people presumably rely on Those that are mekel, the elder is not negiya shel chibur. Well, if it would be in a sederi raisa, it wouldn't help. But if a person makes sure there's no chibur in it, so it's okay. It depends where. When Rabbi Brudny and I went to meet the commissioner of education, the first time, the second time was COVID. Everyone sat, it was already a year after COVID, but they had this big room, everyone was sitting all over the place, except for he and I and Abhishek, we were all sitting together. But the first time, we asked them, you know, if she's going to expect us to shake hands. So I said, no, she knows, that much she knows. So it may not be so intelligent, but certain ideas they have. Okay, we pick up Sif Bey's session.